Author Thomas Crogwell has written over 20 books on religion, history, and popular culture. He has appeared on EWTN, CNN, Fox, and the History Channel. His new book is entitled Patron Saints, Saints for Every Member of Your Family, Every Profession, Every Ailment, Every Emergency, and Even Every Amusement. And Tom is on the telephone with us today. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Catholic Forum.
Morning, Bob. Merry Epiphany.
Thank you. Same to you. Today, you know, as you mentioned, we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that a little bit later on. But first of all, tell us about your book. Why write a book on patron saints?
Our Sunday visitor came to me and asked me to do it. I've been studying the saints formally for about 25 years, but it actually goes back to when I was a kid in Catholic school on the north side of Chicago. And in fifth grade, Sister Patricia Thomas called in my mother and complained that I knew the stories of more saints than she did, which was true. It was a little case of professional rivalry. And so I guess I've become known in Catholic publishing as the saint guy. So when you get that reputation, eventually somebody's going to ask you to do a book on patron saints.
Now, I think we pretty much know how men and women become saints. I mean, they're either martyred or they go through the process of canonization. But
right.
But how do you become a patron saint?
Well, in 99% of the cases, it's very much a grassroots movement. This is something that happens with the folks in the pews. They look at a saint, and they see something in the saint's story that reminds them of their own life, and so they become a patron saint. You know, for example, Saints Cosmas and Damian were both doctors, so doctors adopted them as their patron saints. Saint Bernadette suffered from asthma, so asthma sufferers have adopted her. Sometimes, though, it works in reverse. For example, Saint Sebastian, the good-looking martyr who's always stuck full of arrows,
right?
He's the patron saint of archers, and of course he wasn't an archer himself, he was the archer's target. But there are occasions, once in a blue moon, the Pope will formally name somebody patron of this, that, or the other. Pius XII named Mother Cabrini patron saint of immigrants. You know, she was an immigrant herself and took care of Italian immigrants in this country. And John Paul II named Francis of Assisi the patron saint of the environmental movement. So every once in a while, Rome does step in, but not very often.
So most of the patrons that we know of are patrons by popular acclamation.
Exactly.
Nothing official. So when you researched this book, what surprised you the most? Give us a few examples of some of the things that you just kind of went, wow, I didn't know
well,
that.
I take great delight in how the patron saints keep up with the times. I mentioned Pius XII earlier. Well, you know, he loved new technology. It fascinated him. So he made St. Clair of Assisi the patron saint of television. And then there's a patron saint of the Internet. A 6th century Spanish bishop, St. Isidore of Seville. St. Augustine, a ridiculously prolific writer, is now the patron saint of bloggers. So I really enjoy how, you know, it's not just the patron saint of barrel stave makers and buggy whip manufacturers. You know, the patron saints keep up with the times.
Yeah. So some of our more common patrons that everybody's familiar with would be, you know, like St. Francis of Assisi, which, you know, kind of like nature or animals, and St. Blaise, because I guess he had a bone stuck in his throat, so we kind of, you know, or he actually cured somebody who was
exactly.
Had a bone stuck in his
throat.
Yeah,
right.
But and was St. Anthony lost items, St. Jude lost causes.
Right.
Give us some more examples of some of the more popular patrons.
Well, you mentioned St. Jude, and St. Jude is an interesting case because in Europe, nobody prays to St. Jude. If you're in a desperate situation, they all pray to St. Rita.
Huh.
St. Jude is the patron saint of lost causes, is an American phenomenon.
Interesting.
During the Depression, there was a parish, there still is a parish, on the south side of Chicago called Our Lady of Guadalupe. The Claretian fathers have it. And it was in the middle of all these steel mills, Well, when the Depression hit, a lot of these mills closed. A lot of the parishioners lost their jobs. The local pastor was one of the rare Catholics in the world who had a devotion to St. Jude. Hardly anybody remembered this, you know, the most forgotten of the apostles. Mm-hmm. And he suggested a novena. And prayers started to be answered. So they kept the novena up. And pretty soon it was spreading to other parishes in Chicago and then across the country. And, of course, today, St. Jude is the go-to guy when we're in desperate situations.
Wow, and that just came out of the Depression in the United States. That's
yes, exactly.
Interesting. Now, you also mentioned, you know, in your book, and I'm reading, I have the back of the book, I'm taking a look at it now, a patron saint for snake bite. For
yes.
Who might that be?
Actually, there are two. sometimes you get more than one. One of them is St. Patrick, who is said to have driven all the snakes out of Ireland.
Sure.
And the other one is St. Paul the Apostle, who was actually bitten by a snake.
Huh.
You remember the story in the Acts of the Apostles? He's shipwrecked the island of Malta, and he goes out to collect some firewood, and apparently where he reached in, there was a poisonous snake, and it bit him. But miraculously, he suffered no ill effects from it. So he's invoked against snake bite.
Wow, that's amazing. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Tom Crogwell, who's the author of the new book from Our Sunday Visitor Publishing. It's entitled Patron Saints, Saints for Every Member of Your Family, Every Profession, Every Ailment, Every Emergency, and Even Every Amusement. Let's talk about the amusements. What are some of the amusement patron saints?
Well, there's a patron saint for dancers. Which, if you're as bad a dancer as I am, I should have been invoking him years ago. And it's a Roman martyr. He was a teenager named St. Vitus. Mm-hmm. And the way he got to be patron saint of dancers is kind of through the back door. In the Middle Ages, people who suffered from epilepsy found that invoking St. Vitus, they were often cured. And in fact, epilepsy was known for many, many years as St. Vitus dance.
Hmm.
It's sort of a cruel joke, I think, actually, but that's what they called it. And because of that, he's become the patron saint of dancers.
Wow. And well, today is the, as you mentioned at the beginning, the Feast of the Epiphany, and we celebrate the Feast of the Three Kings, and they're mentioned in your book as well.
Right, yes, they're one of the patron saints of travelers because, of course, they traveled such a tremendous distance following the star to arrive at last at the stable in Bethlehem.
Now, did they replace St. Christopher? I mean, wasn't St. Christopher was kind of kicked out of the saints?
I am so glad you asked. This is the great crusade of my life. 1969, Pope Paul VI revises the liturgical calendar.
Yeah.
And now, since time immemorial, July 25th had always been the feast of St. Christopher and also the feast of St. James the Greater, the apostle. Mm-hmm. Pope Paul says, look, everybody likes St. Christopher, but an apostle outranks him. So on July 25, you say the Mass to St. James. Well, the press messed it up. I know. Huge shock.
I know. It's hard to believe.
How could that happen? And so it gets reported that St. Christopher has been kicked off the calendar. He never existed, or at best, he's been demoted. He's now Mr. Christopher. And that's not what happened. There's absolutely no doubt among hagiographers, the people who specialize in studying the saints, there was a St. Christopher. He was a martyr. He's still on the books. You can say Mass to St. Christopher on July 25. And so there's this terrible misunderstanding, but trust me, he's a saint in good standing. Put the statue back on the dashboard, the holy medal back on the keychain. Pray to St. Christopher with complete confidence.
That's good to hear. So all of the folks who have stopped back in the 1970s can go back to Christopher.
Absolutely.
So, Tom, reading some of the interesting books that you've written, Saints Behaving Badly, Stealing Lincoln's Body, How the Barbarians' Invasions Shaped the Modern World, that's quite a mixture of interesting things. What are you working on now?
Well, actually, I'm finishing up a book on how Thomas Jefferson and one of his slaves brought French cuisine to the United States.
Well, that's
probably picking up. I like offbeat.
Absolutely, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's I'm self-employed as a writer for 19 years now. It'll be 20 years in March. And if you're going to be self-employed as a writer, you better not specialize. Be eclectic. Take what comes along. I always say that if it's not illegal or immoral, I'll write about it.
But this book, Patron Saints, what do you want the reader to take out of that book? Is there
what I would really like people to do when they read this is is increase their devotion to the saints. Look upon them as not only sacred role models, but as friends in heaven that you can turn to for help in any situation. And I hope that there's also a little bit of a gee whiz factor to sort of draw them in, and then from there, it makes saints a regular part of their devotional life.
Yeah. And not only do you have information about the saints and their area of expertise, you also have sprinkled throughout the book little vignettes, interesting information about church teachings or about history or so forth. It's an interesting book.
That's true. My editor at our Sunday Visitor was ingenious. She came up with this idea where she said, all right, if you were talking about orders of monks and nuns, well, what are some of the other orders and what do they do and how old are they and what do they specialize in? So we have lots of interesting little sidebars along the way.
So how can our listeners get a copy of this great book?
You know, the easiest thing is to go right on Amazon.com. You might even get free shipping. Who knows?
Yeah, great. The book is entitled Patron Saints, Saints for Every Member of Your Family, Every Profession, Every Ailment, Every Emergency, and Even Every Amusement. The author is Thomas J. Crogwell, and thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum, Tom. It's the book is available through Our Sunday Visitor Publishing or at osv.com or through any Catholic or major bookstore or amazon.com. Good luck with the book about Thomas Jefferson and French cuisine as well, Tom.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's a pleasure being with you.
Take care.